I wonder if we can clap our hands unto the Lord God Almighty today. Oh, has anybody got a shout of praise? Oh, come on. Without the music, without the drums, without the cymbal, without the piano, somebody praise him on a Sunday morning. Oh, God, you've been good to me and my family. God, you've been good to me on the job. You've been good to me in the city. Somebody go ahead and praise him while you've got breath in your body. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout with the voice of triumph. Shout with the voice of victory. Shout with the voice of the champion. Oh, somebody praise him. I feel faith in the house on a Sunday. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we serve the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. So sometimes the devil tries to get in your path, but you've got something on the inside. Amen, that if you praise him long enough and often enough, oh, there's a breakthrough that comes on. Praise God. Amen, and the devil don't want you to have a breakthrough, but we're going to have a breakthrough this morning because we serve a God that is blessing us. We serve a God that's in our corner. We serve a God that's walking with us. Anybody know his name? Clap your hands and give God praise this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So thankful for the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you, RT, I'm thankful and grateful for you allowing me to come. Amen. And your wonderful pastor inviting me to come. And, amen. I love coming to church on Sunday. Praise God. You know, if I didn't come to church on Sunday, I'd probably lose my mind. Praise God. Amen. That's all I know. Sunday, got to go to church. Amen. And the reason why I've got to go, because there's going to be somebody that shows up that's got all the answers. Anybody know who I'm talking about? Amen. I know he's going to show up. He's got all the strength that I need. He's got all the help that I need. Amen. He's got all the direction that I need. Praise God. Amen. And you have come, and I know there's a lot of needs in the house, and, amen. I'm just a medium this morning. I'm just a vessel. Amen. But it's all in him. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead and the fullness of goodness. It's all in Jesus. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. My God, I feel something. I feel something in the house. Praise the Lord. Ah, he's a powerful God. All power is given unto him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thankful for my wonderful wife, man, my best friend. I love her. Amen. Thankful for my son, and I got a little daughter on the way. Amen. Pray for me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thankful. Amen. Love Revival Tabernacle in the Spirit. Amen. And the good report that I'm hearing. Amen. And, we're just going to have revival. Yeah. Amen. We're going to show up and let God do what he does. Yeah. Amen. Bible says, quench not the spirit. You know, let's just back up. Let the Holy Ghost work. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Just, we don't always understand it, but we know he's doing something good. Yeah. Amen. And he's going to complete his work. Praise God. Amen. And I don't believe that the church is going to drag out of here, broken up, tore up, and fragmented. I believe when God comes back, this church is going to be vibrant, having revival. Praising God. Come on, somebody. Hey, this thing's powerful if you let it be. Hallelujah. Amen. Faith is a powerful thing. Praise God. Faith is a powerful thing. Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 15. Amen. Genesis chapter 15. And we're going to begin with verse 13 through 14. And amen. I believe that if we will get with the preaching this morning. Amen. And if we'll stick around, God will react to our actions. Amen. He is a reactor. Praise the Lord. He's not a dead God, and he's not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living. Amen. He's a God of the living. I want my praise to be alive. Amen. I want my reaction and my response to be alive. Something happens to the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've got a lot of shout about this morning. Amen. If you've been baptized, amen, you've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You've got the blood on you. Praise God. That blood that cleanses us, it washes us. Amen. I was thinking about when they came to Jacob and they brought the coat to Jacob. And they said, is this your son's coat? and it was the son's coat, but it wasn't the son's blood. It was the son's coat, wasn't the son's blood. Amen. Amen. And I want to be covered in the blood of the son. Praise God. Amen. You say, how can you talk about something like that? Man, you get to reading this Bible and you understand the importance of the blood and what he did on Calvary and how he shed his blood for my sins, for my mistakes. Come on. From my discrepancies. Hallelujah. Oh, so I don't have to walk in the house of God with my head hanging low. Amen. I may not be perfect, but I can walk in with my head held up saying, I've been forgiven. I've been washed. Come on. Amen. I've been set free. Praise God. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. 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 Thankful for the blood of the Lamb. Genesis 15. Amen. In verse 13. Amen. God is talking to a man. I mean, you know, God talks to man still today. Amen. There's some religions that don't believe that, but God still speaks to man, and he was speaking to Abram. And he said, Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Amen. And shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. You say, God, how can you do this to the faithful? Sometimes we got to go through storms. Amen. Sometimes you got to go through hard times. Sometimes you got to go through times of confusion. Amen. He said, you're going to be a stranger and you're going to serve. You're going to be inferior. And he said, you're going to have to be afflicted 400 years. You got to go through some storm. He said, but also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward, somebody say after the storm, afterward, they shall come out with great substance. Y'all reading the same Bible I'm reading? And you know, every promise in this book is for us. It's for the reader and the believer. He put it in there for a reason. I want to preach to you this morning. Amen. There's some good stuff that comes from the storm. I said, there's some stuff, some good stuff that comes from the storm. I want to tell you, clap your hand. Amen. Your storm is not in vain. I said, your pain is not in vain. I said, your struggle is not for your struggle is for a reason this morning. Jesus, we love you this morning. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the precious saints of the Most High. Thank you for every visitor that has come needing a word of God, needing the bread of life, the manna. Somebody say, speak to me, Lord. Come on, say, talk to me, God. Clap your hands one more time as you're seated in the house of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Her name was Violet Jessup, with a soft and a pleasant face, brown eyes of compassion, servitude. Her dark brunette hair, thin and fragile frame, big, soft, and somewhat droopy eyes, draped in her thick, heavy white dress with the bold red cross stitched on the front. She was happy to be a stewardess. No, not a stewardess of the airlines. Stewardess from the old ocean liners on the seas. Ocean liner, 1908, at the age of 21, she was a stewardess working, serving on the White Star cruise ship. As one night, the cruise liner collided with a British warship. While the two ships were passing through a narrow strait, they collided to one another. And though both vessels were not damaged, or though they were damaged, they were not destroyed. And there were no fatalities. And yet she got on another ship. It wasn't long that while the first ship was being repaired, young Violet was employed by another cruise liner called the Titanic. We all know that story, that while the rich and the poor dined one night on the cold, icy waters, the ship struck an iceberg. Many were destroyed. Many drowned. Many were frozen in the frigid nightmare waters, but not Violet Jessup. She survived even the sinking of the Titanic, found a lifeboat, and she survived the storm. And despite these two sea accidents on the water, she remained undeterred to get on yet another boat and another ship. During World War I, she served as a Red Cross stewardess and nurse. It had been converted to a hospital ship and was transporting the injured soldiers to the United Kingdom when they hit a German mine. And as the ship began to blow up, in the aging sea, it began to sink. Young Violet Jessup survived another storm on the seas. While she was escaping the sinking ship, she found another lifeboat and was almost sucked up by the ship's propeller, but she narrowly escaped. She would write in her story that they began to name her Miss Unsinkable. Unsinkable is the individual that can go through life's storms and still maintain good character. Unsinkable is the individual that can feel the hot knife of wounds by friends without getting bitter, but can still show up to church and still give God praise. Somebody clap your hands on a Sunday morning. Oh, hallelujah. The unsinkable is the individual that can still wake up in the morning, though they are tired and stressed out and confused and depleted and weary, full of questions, going through the test, but can still wake up on Sunday morning and say, God, I don't know where you're taking me, but I'm still willing to go all the way, and I'm still going to trust you. Somebody clap your hands unto God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. We must all go through the storms of life. Job looked at his wife, the only family that he had left, and said, shall we receive good from God and not evil? Oh, I know that we look for that hand that has wonderful, bountiful blessings. And brother, we will take those blessings. But let us not forget the hand that is filled with trials and filled with confusion. Amen. That hand that delivers us the blow after blow. Amen. That hand that'll have us in the middle of the night. I'm already talking to somebody walking around at 2 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Scratching your head, trying to figure it out. But I've come to encourage you this morning. You might as well go ahead and lay back down in the arms of the Lord, because God is going to work out this trial. It's in the times of loneliness that the devil comes. Amen. We always talk about the first serpent. The first serpent came in the time of fruitfulness. That's why a lot of people can't handle success. Oh God, hallelujah. They say, increase me, Lord. But the moment he increases you, your spirituality goes down. Woo, God. Amen. Adam and Eve had all of the fruitful blessings they could have. They had everything in the Garden of Eden and still disobeyed God. And I know some people like that, man. You start increasing them and start giving them a little bit more money, and all of a sudden their attendance slows down. Oh God, let me be faithful. God, I want you to be able to trust me. Come on. I want you to be able to rely upon me. Oh, clap your hands unto the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Man, I want to stop right there and tell somebody, you let God know that he can trust you and he'll start pouring it on, brother. You let God know that he can increase you. Amen. And your attendance doesn't decrease, but your attendance actually increases. And you watch God begin to pour out the blessings of the Lord. Oh, somebody say, clap your hands unto the Lord. God, hallelujah. Let me slow down a little bit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The serpent came in a time of fruitfulness. You got to watch for that old devil, because he will come when everything is fine and dandy, as they say in the South. When there's enough money, amen, in the bank account. When you got enough money in the checking and the savings account, you know you're having some revival. Praise God. Man, I was at the bank the other day, heard a man come in real loud. He said, how much I got in my savings account? Everybody looked at him. Lady looked at him, said, $63. He said, oh. We was all thinking the same thing. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But I look at the serpent that it came at a time of fruitfulness. And I know, amen, while we look and we know the enemy and temptation is going to come when things are going well. But the Bible also said there was a silent serpent that came at the time of dryness. We read about when, I believe it was Rebecca, amen, when God told her when she was going to have her sons that the youngest, amen, that the oldest son is going to serve the younger son. She loved Jacob because that was her revival. That was her promised child. Amen. But the Bible says that at a time of dryness, at a time of doubt, Amen. She's trying to manipulate the blessing into her own plans. You got to watch out for the serpent that comes in the dry times. You got to watch out for that serpent that comes. Amen. When you're weary and you've been praying and it seems like nothing is transpiring. Amen. You've been fasting and it seems like nothing is happening. And you've been reading your Bible and it seems like nothing is taking place. But I want to tell you, friend, that there is a blessing that comes through the storm. Amen. Don't you curse your storm. Don't curse your frustration. Oh God, don't you curse those things that are seeming confusing, because there's something good to come. Clap your hands unto the Lord and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Man, amen. God looked at Abraham. He said, Abraham, he said, your seed. He said, your children. He said, they're going to go through three storms. He said, the storm they're going to go through. He said, they've got to go through the storm of being a stranger. Amen. That's when things are foreign and things are unusual and things are uncommon. Anybody ever been through this storm? Amen. This is when you're hearing voices. Amen. And you're fighting things and resistance that you never fought before. Amen. It seems like it's going to take you under. Amen. You try to articulate what you're going through. Amen. But it doesn't seem like God is even in your vicinity. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to somebody right now. You try to write it down in your journal. Amen. But you couldn't articulate the words. Amen. Going through a storm, feeling like a vagabond, feeling like a reject, feeling like somebody on the outside. But I've come to tell you, it's the will of God, because God is bringing something beautiful out of the storm. He's bringing something good out of the storm. Oh, clap your hands unto the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Man, I feel good up here this morning. Oh, don't you curse the storm. Because God is giving you something greater, amen, from this storm that you're going through. Greater than what you would get if you would run away now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. The enemy's trying to convince some of you, stop praying more and start praying less. Matter of fact, he's unspoken to your ear. He's saying if you would pray less, the pressure would back off. But you keep on praying, because God is working something through this storm. Amen. He's working something through this dilemma. And friend, when it's said and done, amen, you're going to come out with great substance. Amen. You're going to come out of the furnace with great substance in your possession. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. Oh, thank God for the storm. Thank God for the dryness. Oh, hallelujah. Can I talk to some? Thank God for ex-wife and the ex-husband and the exes that give us problems. I'm just preaching to real folk this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, because God is going to make you come out of this storm with blessings. Amen. And great substance. When you come out of this storm, you're going to have a dance like you never had. You're going to have a shout like you never had. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. See, some of us are not storm chasers, we're storm runners. We know how to dodge the storm. Come on, somebody. When the pressure's on, we know how to disconnect ourselves. I know what I'm talking about. I'm an emotional person. Praise the Lord. When I get depressed, brother, amen, I know Genesis can do me good, but so can a bag of Chips Ahoy. Praise God. Amen. I don't need you to lay hands on me. I need to lay hands on these Oreos right here. Amen. Praise God. I have my own revival. Praise the Lord. Amen. But all jokes set aside, I know what it's like. Amen. You feel that pressure and you want to run from the storm and you want to say, God, if you would just relieve me out of this. But I've come to encourage somebody this morning. Stay in your storm, because when you come out of this thing, when you come out of this thing, God is going to give you something great. Praise God. Woo. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. Oh, God's a good God. See, you got to wait on your breakthrough. Praise the Lord. You say, man, I've been praising God. You know, there's phases to the breakthrough. You know, Judah, which means praise. We all know that. Man, Judah had 5 sons before he ever had a breakthrough. Matter of fact, his 5th son, his name means breakthrough. His first son was wicked. Second son was just as wicked. Third son, amen, was too young. Amen. His 4th son came out as a twin, and the Bible says he stuck his hand and his head out, and the nurse took a red ribbon and she tied it around his wrist. But when she done that, he drew back in. You say, what's the meaning in all that? Amen. Hey, he drew back in, you know, and the Bible says that one that came out first was the one that they call breakthrough. You say, man, I want the birthing with the red ribbon and look all pretty and look all fancy with the red ribbon. Everybody can see it. No, I tell you, your breakthrough is going to come out of darkness. Amen. Your breakthrough is going to come last. Amen. But if you can wait through the last phase of the storm, God is going to give you your breakthrough. I said, God is going to give you your breakthrough. I feel the Holy Ghost on me. I might as well preach what I feel this morning. Hey, I'm telling you right now in the Holy Ghost, there was going to come financial breakthrough to this house of God because there are some people in this house that have been weathering the storm. There's some people in this house. You are staying in the storm. Oh, praise your Lord. Hallelujah. You say, man, I'm staying in my storm because there's some good stuff that comes from the storm. Woo! I said there's some good things that come out of the storm. Oh, I'm talking to people. I can see you now weeping over the keyboard. Amen. You've seen other people, amen, walking in their promised land. You can see the milk and honey that's flowing over their life. And you're saying, God, why do I have the tears? And why the physical pain? And why the affliction? But God has sent this preacher here to tell you, stay in your storm. So stay faithful. Stay faithful. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm about to get, I started having a tag team preacher with me. Praise God. You know, like old WWF, like, come on, your turn. Come on in. Amen. Hallelujah. Just step on in the ring. Amen. You know that second storm they had to go through after they went through the storm of being a stranger? He said, now you got to go through the storm of servitude. Not the type of service we think. I'm talking about feeling inferior. Oh, God. Amen. Where you feel inferior to everything around you and you feel vulnerable and you feel weak. Amen. Moses looked at him one day and he saw that big old robust guard smacking and punching that little old weakling Israelite. Amen. And it got to him. It chafed his spirit. Amen. He was used to it. Because the children of Israel had to go through some storms of being the weakling and being inferior. Amen. But Paul said these words. Amen. When I'm weak, that's when I'm really strong. I know it may seem like I'm inferior now. I know it may seem like I'm struggling now. And I know it may seem like I'm nothing. But you wait on through your storm and watch what God does. Watch what God does. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Thankful for the storms that I stayed in. Brother, let me tell you, blessings don't come without a price. I said blessings don't come without a price. Oh God, amen, two of the most beautiful women in Scripture. Amen, two of the most beautiful women in Scripture. In my opinion, some better than some of the Miriams. Amen, and some of the Deborahs that we talk about are two handmaid servants called Bilhah and Zilpah. Amen. The Bible says, amen, because Rachel couldn't have a child and because Leah couldn't have children at that particular time, they went to their handmaiden and they said, hey, you have a baby by my husband and I'll call him mine. Amen. So Zilpah has a baby for Leah, her firstborn child, and Leah calls him Fortune. And Zilpah had to watch every day while Leah, amen, played the part of handling her fortune, of handling her blessing. She had to sit back and be quiet, and she had to be inferior while another woman handled her revival, handled her blessing. And she could see that little baby dawdled on the knees of Leah as Leah talked about her child and her blessing, when all the time Zilpah was sitting back there saying, no, that's mine, God. Why you gotta let somebody else handle my blessing? Amen. But she stayed faithful. And when it was all said and done, amen, we read about her in the Scriptures today. Oh, what a servant of God. Oh, that you can remain quiet while others can handle your blessing, while others are getting blessed, while others are being fortunate. Amen. You still say, God, I'm going to stay in my storm and I'm still going to be faithful to my ministry. I'm still going to be faithful to the church. I'm still going to be faithful to the house of God. Clap your hands up to the Lord. Oh, halamashana. Oh, he said in Abraham, you know, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 that, amen, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. So this book, this chapter all the way in the book of Genesis chapter 15 is talking about us. That you're going to have to go through some storms of being a stranger. And you're going to have to go through some storms of feeling inferior. I'm talking to somebody right now. Amen. You've asked yourself, God, how come I'm not as sharp mentally as I used to be? I don't know who I'm talking to. And you think it's some type of a curse from God. God said, no, I'm allowing this. Because when you come out of this storm, amen, you're going to be able to do some things that you couldn't do before the storm. Amen. I'm telling you, you got to thank God for the hard times. You got to thank God for the times of confusion. Hallelujah. Oh, let's lift up our hands right now. Let's thank Him. Come on, why don't you thank Him, Lord? God, I won't complain. Come on, I refuse to be bitter. God, I'm not going to talk about everything I'm going through. Oh, God, I feel it in the Holy Ghost right now. God, I'm not going to talk about, I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to praise. Oh, God, I'm not going to doubt you, but I'm going to dance. God, I'm not going to go back, but I'm going to go forward. Oh, clap your hands unto the Lord. Said Abraham, he said, last phase, he said, as the children of God have got to go through the storm of affliction. They got to go through the storm of affliction. Affliction is that pain. It's that heartache. It's that roughage. Hey, man, that you got to go through. You say, man, I'm a child of God. Oh, he said it does something. Paul, I believe it's in 2 Corinthians. He said, listen, I had a thorn in my flesh. He said, it was on me day and night. I couldn't shake it. And some say it was blindness. Some say it was some herniated disc. It's all just a laundry list of problems. And amen, some say it was a tumor and just pain. And amen, the list goes on. But whatever it was, this man prayed and he prayed and he fasted. And he, God, will you please take this thorn out of me? Amen. And the devil looked back and seen the thorn that God was giving him. And all of a sudden he hopped on the bandwagon. And now a messenger of Satan came with the thorn. You know, the thing about the children of God is that everybody's got to go through affliction, but the devil looks for opportunity. He looks for opportunities to start talking to. He's not just going to come. He's going to look for a right place in a right time. Like when you get lonely and you get isolated. Amen. Just this last month, in the month of November, I've been going to a particular gym, amen, and trying to get in shape. And I would always see a brother there, and I would see him, and I would just always be kind of friendly. And the whole time I had a motive, because I'm like, I want to win this man to God. Man, he's got discipline. Look at him. He's in the gym almost every day. He's trying to take care of himself, and he's got some punctuality to him, and he's got some cadence to him, and I'd like to see that in the house of God. Amen. I think that'd be a good treasure and a good jewel in the house of God. Amen. So I finally asked him. I said, I want to invite you to church. Amen. I want you to come. He looked at me and said, I'll be there. Praise God. And I knew he'd come. And he showed up to church, and man, we had a good old time, and he prayed in the altar, and amen, we had a Bible study after that. He came the next service, and as God is my witness, amen, I went to the restroom in the middle of service. I come back, I laid my hand on his shoulder, amen, and he was already speaking with other tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. He was a tremendous man, a phenomenal man, brilliant man, and amen. And he served in the military and everything else, and amen. And he told me, he said, man, you came into my life right on time. He said, because I started dealing with isolation, and for the first time in my life, I started feeling lonely in my life. Amen. And I could tell you right now, that's when the devil was coming for him. But God stepped in right on time. Amen. I come to tell you, God is going to step in right on time. I know it seems like you're going through a storm, but God is going to go with you. Hallelujah. Got to go through some affliction. Come on, somebody. Man. Can't look at everybody else's season. And the Bible says you got to plow. It says you got to plow some seasons. Even when it's cold outside. Even when you look out and you see everybody else getting blessed. And getting the promotion. And getting the attention. and getting all of the congratulatory certificates and certificate, getting all of the blessings and all of the bounty. Amen. And they walk into church, man. I'm talking to people right now. Amen. For I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'm telling somebody, for all the times you couldn't walk up to the front and put something in the offering plate, God says, if you remain faithful through the storm, I'll make sure you can go up two or three times in one service. I'm telling you the truth. If you will remain faithful, God is going to remain faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a good God. He said, what a faithful God. He said, they're going to go through these storms, brother. He said, but you make no mistake, Abraham. He said, when they come out of it, they're going to come out with great substance. Here it is. Because the truth of the matter is the blessing that comes from the storm will make you forget what the storm was actually over. Because what the blessing, the outpouring and the breakthrough that God, I'm telling you, you cannot put a boundary on the blessings of God. You ready for this? Jacob's running from Laban, his uncle. Laban catches up with him because he's mad at him. Laban says, hey, you got my kids and you got my cattle. You know what he was saying? You got my blessing. Jacob looked at his wives and said, oh, no, no. God, give me this blessing.
Right.
You know what Jacob said? He said, when I came over here, he said, the only thing I had was a staff in my hand. He said, but God, I am not worthy of the blessings you've given me. He said, because now I've got two bands. I've got so much. I've got to separate it into two camps. I'm not talking about some little small tent. He said, I've got so much. I've got to separate it in half. He said, but I started out with a staff. You say, man, I like to be at that place. But you read what he went through, Genesis chapter 31 and verse 38. Listen to this. Genesis 31 verse 38. As Jacob is talking to Laban, he says, listen, this 20 years have I been with thee. He says, your lambs and your she goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. He said, I've been faithful. That which was torn a beast, I brought not unto thee, and I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. He said, even though I lost some things, he said, I took the brunt of it. Thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from me. Thus have I been 20 years in thine house. I have served thee 14 years for the two daughters, 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. He said, man, I lost sleep taking care of your blessing. He said, when I could have stole from you and when I could have been carnal, I maintained my integrity. He said, through the frost of the night when I was cold and I was freezing, I maintained my character. You know what Jacob was saying? He said, I've been through some storms. And that's why God has blessed me.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, your storm is not in vain. I said, your storm is not in vain. Amen. You said, man, I started out with a little bit, but when it's all over, God is going to give us some things. I'm walking out of my storm with great blessings. I'm walking out of my storm with great substance. I'm walking out of my storm with great praise.
Amen.
Clap your hands unto the Lord. Lift up your voice. Come on. Come on. Why don't we stand to our feet? Musicians, why don't you come right now? Come on, why don't you lift up your voice right now and begin to pray? Say, God, I'm staying in my storm. I know there's some good things that are going to come. God, I understand there's going to be some things that are going to come.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on. You say, man, how do I stay in the storm? You got to maintain your praise, friend. You got to maintain your worship. You say you got to maintain it, friend. You got to maintain it. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. My. Hallelujah. I close with this. Great substance is not blessings. It's not the new car. It's not the new shoes. It's not the new purse. Amen. It's not that, not the $10,000 a year raise. That ain't the great substance. You know what the great substance is, brother? Character. Character. You know what people have that have been through storms? They get character. That's a high price tag in the house of God. Because, brother, you can have all the money in the world and live like a devil. You can have all the cars in the world and still be a hypocrite. Still be deceptive. Matter of fact, I'm talking to somebody. You walking a tightrope. I saw it in the spirit. You know what storms build? They build character. You remember how Jacob was before he went through some storms? He was a liar. You ready for this? He thought he could buy his way into the blessing. It's like Potiphar. You know Potiphar did. Joseph wasn't the first man Potiphar bought. He was used to buying men. You can't buy your way into a blessing. You know what's going to get you leaps and bounds in the kingdom of God? Character will get you there. That's what the storm builds. I was studying, I found this thing. It said, eight traits of somebody with character. And it said the first thing they do is they tell the truth. Because, brother, when you've been broken, and when you've been dragged, and you've been through some things, and you've cried some tears, and you've been exfoliated and exposed, you say, man, I ain't got nothing to hide. I've seen people play the hypocrite, brother. They went through some storms, and then finally they just say, Pastor, this is what I'm doing. This is who I am. And God honors that friend. Tighten the house right now. Said people with character, they become loyal. You know, when you've been through some things with people, and you've been through the thick and you've been through the thin, it's easy to become loyal. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to people that in a day, man, they'll go from church to church, church to church. They'll treat churches like restaurants and won't leave a tip. I want to be loyal to the house of God. And as a matter of fact, you want to know why God brings storms in some people's life? It's so they will keep coming to the house of God. So that God can keep blessing them. Character is the substance. Come on, Jesus, turn the stones into bread. Come on, Jesus, let you ride and let everybody crown you as king. No, no. I got some character. Said the third trait of somebody having character is sacrifice. Because when you lost everything, it's easy to give it up again. You want to know why God can bless Job with double at the end of a storm? Because Job said, I've lost it one time and I trusted in him. I can lose it again. And God said, character! You want the blessings of God, character. So I'm going to be loyal. Amen. I saw another trait said, character is self-control. Self-control. Kind of like the fruit of the Spirit. Character is when you accept the outcome. When you say, God, this is your will. Not my will. God, you want me over here 20 years under Laban? He's robbing me. He's taking my money. He's taking my blessings. He's got me working under these harsh conditions. God, this is where you want me. You want me in Santa Maria, God. I want to pack up. I want to move. I got opportunity in LA. And I'm telling you, friend, character is integrity. Integrity. You know where the word integrity comes from? It's a math term. Integer means the whole number. Here's the whole thing. I'm not just going to give you part of me, God. I'm not just going to give you a portion of me. I'm not going to give you just a fourth. I'm not just going to give you a third. I'm going to give you all of me. Character, friend. God's looking for people with character. You know why God's going to bless you? You know why he's blessing you, brother? Because you're working on your character. Anybody can get up and shout and dance. And brother, it's going across the land. Boy, they're getting up there shouting and dancing and living all types of wicked lifestyles. Tell you something, God ain't interested in your shout nor your dance if you ain't trying to have character. If you ain't trying to work on this on the inside and you ain't trying to be real. Amen. God, I want you to work on the inner man. God, I want some integrity. I want some loyalty, God. I want to be faithful. I want to be consistent, God. And I'm telling you, that's why God got Abraham, because Abraham had character. They took his brother Lot. Abraham said, I've got some soldiers. He got all of his soldiers, said, I'm going to get my brother. That's character. Character. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Every hand lifted up. Why don't we just pray right now? Shabababababo, the great substance. That's the good stuff that comes from the storm. That's the good stuff that comes from the storm. It's the good stuff that comes from the inside. When God starts giving you humility and God starts giving you faith, that's the good stuff that comes from the storm. Come on, let that Holy Ghost out. I want to be loyal, God. I want to be faithful. God, I want to be consistent, God. Come on, character, friend. God, that's the stuff I want. Come on, leadership, that's the stuff I want. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray, God. Reach out to the Lord right now. Come on and pray. I'm going to remain unsinkable. Come on, Violet. I'm going to remain unsinkable. Come on, Violet. Come on, Violet. I'm going to remain unsinkable. I'm going to remain through the storm. Because when I come out of this thing, when I come out of this thing, oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the storm, God. Thank you for the pain. Thank you for the tears. Thank you for the confusion. Thank you for the frustration. Come on, why don't you praise you? The Holy Ghost is flooding all over you. Come on, why don't you praise you? God opens up the windows of heaven. Why don't you pray till you're speaking with other tongues as the Holy Ghost prays through you? Oh God, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my trespasses.
Shower. There is freedom.